弟兄姐妹早上好。
Brother sister, good morning.
我们很高兴再一次在主日我们一起的相聚，来敬拜我们的主，我们的神。
It's so happy that we can get together, continue to worship our Lord on Sunday.
今天我们就将的主日信息，就是我们所研究路德记的最后一篇讲章。
Today is the last lesson in our study of Ruth.
那在最后的一次的讲当中，我们想特别的，我们大家一起来观看一下这一卷书整个的结构。
And so this is the last time we need to look at the whole book of Ruth and the structure of the Ruth.
我们看到路德记本身是一个非常优美的一卷书。
And this book is a beautiful book.
那么路德记的主题就是借着上帝的恩慈来展现了他的救赎的恩典。
The theme of this book is talk about the God's redemption.
那么这卷书的开始是讲到士师记是一个黑暗的时代。
And in the beginning, we talk about is a darkness.
那么到了这卷书的最后，讲到大卫的家谱是给了我们很多的盼望。
And later talk about genealogy of David that gave us a hope.
那么这卷书的关键的一段经文就在第二章的第十二节。
So in the theme of this book is in Ruth chapter 22.
那是讲到叫投靠上帝翅膀下。
And it should be depend on God under his wings.
所以这卷书是一个非常优美也是非常对称写得非常好的一卷书。
This is a very beautiful and very well fit a book.
那么说首先以这个拿俄米遭受苦难这一家开始。
It started with Naomi's suffering.
那接下来就讲到说路德对拿俄米的忠心，以及路德怎么样寻求神的保护。
And talk about how Ruth is faithful to Naomi.And also the seeking for the protection.
那最后我们看到的第四章就是我们现在要讲的，是看到神的祝福跟保守。
And later we're going to talk about chapter 4, talk about the God's preserve and talk about the family being blessed.
神是信实的神。
And God is a faithful God.
他从来不会因为遇到了苦难而抛弃了我们。
He will never forgive us, forsake us, during the suffering.
那在第四章的前半部，我们看到了波阿斯承担了救赎的责任。
And in the first half of chapter 4, Boaz assumed the responsibility of salvation.
他不但使两个寡妇有了生活的依靠。
And not only to make the two widows to have the ability to live on.
而且要为拿俄米一家存留性命。
But also he's able to preserve the name for the Naomi family.
所以波阿斯的担当给这个不幸的家庭带来了希望。
So Boaz carried on the responsibility, brought hope to this unfortunate family.
但真正是这事成就的乃是主宰万有的神。
But it was God who accomplished all things.
因此我们的结论乃是上帝乃是真正的救赎者。
Therefore, our conclusion is God is the true redeemer.
因为上帝不但是创造的神，而且也是救赎的神。
Because God is not only the creation, but also the God of redemption.
在第四章的后半部，波阿斯渐渐地退出了舞台的中心。
So in the second half of chapter 4, Boaz gradually fading from the center stage.
那么路德的故事终于有了一个完美的结局。
And Ruth's story finally had a perfect ending.
那么在我们为故事人物欢喜的同时，
While we rejoice at the character in the story,
也不要忘记这个故事之所以放在圣经中的真正目的。
And don't forget the real purpose of this story in the Bible.
那就是启示上帝的作为。
Which is to reveal God's work.
那么在今天我们所读的这段故事当中，那么故事的主角是谁呢？
So when we're reading this passage, who are the main characters?
那它启示我们什么样的属灵真理呢？
What kind of things reveal to us what's the spiritual truth?
它又告诉我们哪些有关上帝的事情呢？
What kind of thing reveals about God?
这些又如何应用在生活之中？这是我们
How do we apply to our daily life?
我们希望我们今天一起的研讨可以得到这些答案。
So hopefully we can find the answers to study this book together.
或许我们还记得路德记故事开始时的情景。
Maybe we still remember the beginning of the story.
那么拿俄米在短短的几年中就经历了饥荒、背井离乡，还有丧夫、丧子等一系列的打击。
Naomi experienced series of blows such as a famine, leaving her hometown, lost husband and sons in just a few years.
可谓是命运多劫啊。
So it's really, her life is really described as a fateful.
但她依然是幸运的。
But however, she's still fortunate.
因为她不但有路德一个儿媳乐意陪伴她。
Besides, she has a daughter-in-law, Ruth, that willing to stay with her.
那么更重要的是她有一位可以信赖并且愿意赐福的神。
More importantly, she has a God who can be trusted and willing to bless.
今天我们所看这个故事的结局就告诉我们。
So today when we look at the ending, the story is telling us.
拿俄米的信仰就是根本上的改变了他生命当中的一切。
Naomi's faith has fundamentally changed everything in her life.
她由一个凄惨悲苦的寡妇
from a very miserable widow,
她成为了众人所赞美和祝福的对象
who became the object of praise and blessings.
所以正如拿俄米生活的时代一样
and just like Naomi's era,
我们今天生活的世界依然不是一个完美的世界。
Again, our life is life is not perfect.
所以每一个的人生中啊，我们都难免会遇到这样或那样的不幸。
Everyone inevitably encounter one kind of misfortune or another in our life.
我不知道你是不是曾经遇到一个人，他从来这一生都没有不幸的事。
Have you ever met a person who never had an unfortunate event in their life?
我想这是很难遇到的。
I don't think that will happen.
但是我想当我们遇到难处的时候我们不是离开我们的神而是更要抓住我们的神。
So during a hard time, we're not leaving our God. Actually, we need to be closer to him.
那么在1993年的时候在美国发生了一个凶杀案。
In 1993, there was a murder event.
那这个事情就发生在 Nebraska 这个州。
It happened in Nebraska.
那么其中一个年轻人被杀他的名字就叫 Brandon Tina.
And there was one young man was murdered, his name Brandon Tina.
实际上他是一个女星。
In matter of fact, he is a woman.
那么他本来的名字是叫 Tina Bryden.
An original name, she was Tina Bryden.
但是他有这个性倾向的这个危机哈。
Because there was a crisis about the gender identity.
所以他就把他的名字颠倒了一个个哈。
So,She changed her name instead of Tina, Brandon, and she changed to Brandon Tina.
那么她也把自己打扮成一个男生的样子。
She dressed up as a man.
所以当她知道说她的基督教的信仰不允许她这样做的时候
When she realized that her Christianity faith would not let her to do that.
所以她的决定就是放弃她的信仰。
And she has decided to give up her faith.
所以她整个的生命是完全按照她想追求的梦想去做的。
And all her life is that what she was seeking is her dream.
她想成为一个男孩子。
She wants to be a man.
因为 这个可能跟她本身的经历有一些关系。
This has to do with her personal experience.
因为在她出生之前，她的父亲就已经去世了。
Before she was born, her father passed away.
那她的母亲带着两个女儿非常艰苦的生活。
Her mother was taking care of two daughters, was living a hard life.
那这期间她也受到过一些性的骚扰和各种各样的一些经历。
She has suffered the sexual harassment and all other experience.
但是在她做出这个决定的时候就完全改变了她的生命。
Once she made that decision, it totally changed her life.
后来她就是她在上高中的时候也不能经常的去上课。
And when she was in high school, she could not attend in school regularly.
所以在她毕业之前的几个星期他就被学校开除了。
Before she was ready to be graduated, she got kicked out by the school.
那他也没有一个技巧，没有一个正式的工作。
She did not have a living skill and to find a job.
所以他离开他所住的家乡，到了另外一个小镇上。
She left her hometown to go to another small town.
那么他也去跟一些女孩子去约会，他也去撒谎，去偷窃，做了一些各种各样的事情。
And start dating other women and start lying and do some bad things.
那么最后，因为他认识了一些个不太好的人，最后他被这些人所杀害。
Finally, that she was murdered by some of the people that she knew.
所以，在这个世界上，我们可能每个人都会遇到一些个不幸的事情。
Therefore, that every one of us might experience some difficulty.
那 Brandon Tina 的不幸就在于他在他生命最关键的时候，他没有抓住他所信赖的神。
Brandon Tina, the wrong decision she made is that she did not grasp the God that she can depend on.
所以他被杀害的时候，他只有21岁。
When she was murdered, she was only 21 years old.
那么今天我们也是在面对着一个瘟疫流行的期间啊。
Today, right now, we are also experiencing pandemic.
所以我们的生活有很多的不确定性。
And there are a lot of uncertainties in our lives.
有人可能面临失业。
Many are facing unemployment.
收入的减少。
Reduced income.
那未来的工作也可能会变动。
And possible future job changes.
再加上美国现在政治局势的不稳定。
And coupled with the political instability.
那么疫情本身给我们每个人还有家庭的生活都带来了一些变化。
And pandemic actually has changed many people's life in the families.
我们大家都有充分的理由担心忧虑。
We have enough excuses to be worried.
但是我们周围环境所带给我们的这些挑战。
But however, the surrounding, our life, the surroundings has brought a lot of challenge to our life.
所带给我们的不应该是担心，而是欢心。
And should not bring worry, should be joyful.
所带给我们的不是放弃，乃是勇气。
And we should not to give up and should be courage, but courage.
所带给我们的不是绝望，乃是盼望。
And should not be disappear, but hope.
因为我们与拿俄米同样的幸运，因为我们有同样一位的神。
Because we are as fortunate as Naomi, because we have the same God.
因为这位上帝掌管天地万物。
Because this God control Heaven and earth.
他满有恩慈跟怜悯。
Is filled with mercy and compassion.
他是一位救赎的神，也是一位赐福的神。
He is a God of redemption and a God of a blessing.
尤其是在3000年之后的今天。
Especially that after 3000 years later.
我们对上帝的救赎计划更加的清楚。
We are more clear of God's salvation.
我们的心里也应当更加的火热。
And our heart should be more fiery.
那么怎么样我们可以避免像 Brandon Tina 那样的事情
how can we avoid that to fall into Tina Brandon?
那就需要我们在从今天的这个故事中，我们来学习一些属灵的功课。
So maybe through today's passage, we can learn some spiritual lesson.
我们更好地认识我们的神。
So we can know our God more.
我们今天所看的经文在路德记的最后一章最后一段。
And today we're going to study chapter 4, the second part.
如果你有圣经的话，请你打开路德记的第四章，我们一起来读13节到22节。
So let's turn our Bible that start Ruth chapter 4, 13 to 22.
我来读中文，比安卡来读英文。
And Pastor Chen will read Chinese, I will read English.
路德记的第四章13节到22节。
13 to 22.
于是波阿斯娶了路德为妻，与他同房，耶和华使他怀孕，生了一个儿子。
So Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife. Then he went to her, and the Lord enabled her to conceive, and she gave birth to a son.
妇人们对拿俄米说，耶和华是应当称颂的，因为今日没有撇下你，使你无至近的亲属。愿这孩子在以色列人中得名声。
The women said to Naomi, Praise be to the Lord, who this day has not left you without a kinsman redeemer. May he become famous throughout Israel.
他必提起你的精神，奉养你的老，因为是爱慕你的那儿媳所生的。有这儿妇，比有七个儿子还好。
He will renew your life and sustain you in your old age. For your daughter-in-law, who loves you and who is better to you than seven sons, has given him birth.
拿俄米就把孩子抱在怀中，做他的养母。
Then Naomi took the child, laid him in her lap, and cared for him.
邻舍的妇人说，拿俄米得孩子了，就给孩子起名叫俄贝德。
And so women living there say Naomi has a son, and they name him Obed.
这俄贝德是耶西的父，耶西是大卫的父。
He was the father of Jesse, the father of David.
法勒斯的后代记在下面，法勒斯生希斯伦。
And then is the family line of Perez. And Perez was the father of Hezron.
希斯伦生兰，兰生亚米拿达。
And so Hezron, the father of Ram, Ram the father of Aminadab.
亚米拿达生拿顺，拿顺生撒门。
And Aminadab is the father of Nashon, Nashon the father of Salmon.
撒门生波阿斯，波阿斯生俄贝德。
And Salmon the father of Boaz, Boaz the father of Obed.
俄贝德生耶西，耶西生大卫。
Obed the father of Jesse, and Jesse the father of David.
所以我们看到第四章的前半部，本来波阿斯是故事的主角。
So in the beginning, that the first half of chapter 4, Boaz was the center character.
但是在这后半部，他的名字只出现了两次。
And but in the second half, his name only appeared twice.
那么一次是在第一节，一次是在家谱里面。
And the first time is in the verse 1, then the other time is in the genealogy.
那么拿俄米和路德也不过提及三次而已。
And the Naomi and Ruth's name were only mentioned 3 times.
所以真正的主角这段经文乃是这个出生的儿子。
So the main character is this newborn son.
因为几乎每句经文除了在家谱里面的18到20节以外都提到了这个儿子。
Beside the genealogy from the verse 18 to 20 that it has mentioned his name every single verse.
大概多达14之多。
And mentioned at least 10 times.
所以我们就知道这个儿子就是这段经文的主角。
So we know the son is the main character of this passage.
所以我们考虑到波阿斯的年纪啊。
When we consider Boaz's age.
而且我们也知道路德在第一次的婚姻中并没有能够生育。
And we know Ruth did not conceive in his her first marriage.
那么俄贝德的出生无疑是上帝的祝福。
And the Obed-Bath birth was definitely a blessing from the Lord.
那么这段经文和第一章形成了一个鲜明的对照。
So this passage is a sharp contrast with the first chapter.
那第一章中我们大家或许还记得那时候妇女们看到拿俄米她们都发出了惊叹。
So if you remember in the first chapter, those women, when they saw Naomi, they were stirred.
他们说这是拿俄米吗？
And they said, is this Naomi?
那么在这里呢，我们看到妇女们是来赞美神。
But here we see the women praise God.
他们来祝福拿俄米。
And they come here to bless Naomi.
在第一章中，拿俄米对路德视而不见。
In the first chapter, Naomi turned to blind eyes to Ruth.
说自己回来的时候是两手空空。
And saying that when she returned was empty-handed.
但这里呢，众人却赞扬路德说他比七个儿子还好。
But here everyone praised Ruth, who is better to Naomi than seven sons.
那么在第一章中，拿俄米回归故乡的时候，他口中有抱怨。
In the first chapter, when Naomi returned to hometown, she is full of bitterness.
因为她既没有丈夫，也没有儿子。
She lost her husband and her sons.
这里呢，拿俄米是怀抱孩子。
But here, talk about Naomi has a son.
特别注意，在这段经文里，拿俄米一句话都没有讲。
But pay attention to here, Naomi did not say a word.
已经高兴的说不出来话了。
I think she was just so happy, she was speechless.
所以这些对照啊，就说明拿俄米的命运有了根本的逆转。
So you see this comparison show that her fate has been reversed.
对于这个逆转，只有上帝具有这样的能力。
Only God has this ability to reverse.
因为上帝乃是借着救赎者来实现这个逆转。
God achieved this transformation through the Redeemer.
我们在上一次讲到这个救赎者就是波阿斯。
The first was the Boaz.
那么正如波阿斯是救赎者一样。
And just like the Boaz is a Redeemer.
俄贝德就是这个刚出生的孩子也是一个救赎者。
And this newborn, a son, Obed, is also a Redeemer.
那么他的出生抹去了路德无子的羞辱。
His birth erased the childless humiliation of Ruth.
那么也使路德一家，那么拿俄米一家有了继承人。
And gave Naomi's family a new heir.
所以我们从这个意义上讲，那么说俄贝德也是一个救赎者是完全恰当的。
And it's appropriate to say Obed is also a redeemer.
那现在我给大家看这一个表格，就列出来说一个对比。
So if you look at this chart, you can see there's a comparison.
这个对比就是对比俄贝德和耶稣基督的。
This comparison is Obed and Jesus Christ.
那么俄贝德实际上就是耶稣基督的一个预表。
And it was a foreshadow of Jesus Christ.
因为在这段经文里面，很多人都知道波阿斯的救赎就预表着耶稣基督的将来的救赎。
And when we talk about Boaz as a redeemer, it's a foreshadow of Jesus Christ as a redeemer.
实际上这个儿子俄贝德同样也是预表着耶稣基督的出生。
Obed is also foreshadow of Jesus' birth.
而且也预表着耶稣基督的工作。
And also foreshadow of the work of Jesus Christ.
因为他们两个人都是出生在同样一个地方伯利恒。
And they were both were born in Bethlehem.
他们两个人同样都和大卫有关系。
They also have to do with King David.
那么将来神与大卫的立约 就是预表着将来弥赛亚的出现。
And the covenant between God and David is a foreshadow is the Jesus Christ of word.
而且他们都将承担一个继承的一个责任。
They all have the inherit responsibility.
而且他们都有救赎的工作在里面。
And they also have a redemption for the family and the mankind.
所以我们从这个对比上我们可以看到哈，我们看到说真是俄贝德也是一个耶稣基督的预表。
So when we look at this, compare this chart, we can see Obed was also a redeemer.
当我们看到波阿斯是一个救赎者的时候，我们指出说上帝才是背后真正的救赎者。
So when we look at Boaz, the redeemer, we know who is the true redeemer behind the whole thing.
当我们看到俄贝德也是个救赎者的身份的时候
，When we see Obed is also a redeemer.
我们也看到说圣经里来预表着将来耶稣基督的工作。
We foreshadow the future salvation of Jesus Christ.
那么经文中最后有一段简短的家谱。
And so in the last genealogy of the scripture,
这个家谱就提示我们上帝是掌管历史的神。
It reminds us that God is in charge of history.
拿俄米看到这个儿子已经乐得合不上嘴了。
We know Naomi was so happy to see this newborn son.
但是拿俄米可能还不知道将来上帝给他的祝福是何等的大。
Naomi could not even foresee what kind of blessing that God's going to give to her.
Naomi 是不是有见到俄贝德的儿子出生？我们不得而知。
We have no idea whether Naomi see the birth of the son of Obed.
那我们知道路德呢，是实际上是以色列王大卫的曾祖母。
So we know the Ruth is a great grandmother of David.
那么他是不是活得足够长寿以致见到大卫的降生，我们也没有办法去查考。
We have no idea whether she's able to witness David's birth.
但上帝的祝福是远远超过他们所思所想。
But God's blessing far exceeded what they expected.
我想路德大概做梦也不会想到他有这样的福气。
And so Ruth would never dream that she will become the greatest, this kind of a blessing.
Yeah, 那么她可以成为大卫的曾祖母，也并此因此成为了耶稣基督的祖先。
So she became the David's great grandmother and also become the human redeemer of Jesus Christ.
所以我们看到这个家谱的时候，也就提醒我们弟兄姐妹，我们所看到现在的神的祝福。实在是很小很小的一部分。
So now when looking at God's blessing, it's a very tiny bit that we can understand.
那么将来神所给我们的祝福，比我们现在所得的不知超过千倍万倍。
And so God's blessing that in the future is a thousandfold.
是远远超过我们所思所想。
It's exceed what we expect and what we thought.
我们现在生活中所遇到的一些不幸和难处。
And so nowadays, sometimes we have suffering and hardship.
那简直没有办法和我们将来所得的荣耀相比。
Cannot compare the glory that we will receive in the future.
所以不要因为我们现在的不幸和挫折而放弃而颓废。
So don't get frustrated and get depressed when we go through some hardship.
那有一本书呢，就这个书的名字叫 Room of the Marbles.
And there's a book called Room of the Marbles.
那它就记载说将来在天堂里面所有的一个情景。
And it documents what's going to happen in heaven.
那这个书的作者呢是一个很著名的一个传道人，他的名字叫 James Smith.
And James Smith is a very famous minister.
他就讲到说将来在天堂里面他的一个写的他的自己的一个经历，他说见到的是一个什么，见到了一个房间。
And he described that he entered heaven. He went to a room.
这个房间就好比一个宫殿一样。
The room is almost like a very big a palace.
说在那里面他见到了神为他所预备的一切的美好的东西。
He's seen every the beautiful things that God has provided for him.
他说他在世界上所做的每件一件小小的美好的事情上帝都会纪念到的。
And every single thing that you do on earth that God will remember.
都会储存在那个房间里面。
Everything will be treasured and it will safe in that room.
所以他见到的这个情形他就真是非常的感恩的。
When he witnessed that situation, he was very, very grateful.
所以大家知道我们美国常常建这个总统的图书馆哈。
And very often we see we have the presidential libraries.
那就是来纪念这个总统他做总统期间所做的一些事情所发生的一些事情。
To remember what those presidents have done, and so they save in the library.
但是弟兄姐妹要记得说上帝也会同样将来纪念我们在地上所做的每一件美好的事情。
But please remember, guys also remember everything we have done, on earth.
那些总统的图书馆只不是过是一些人的荣耀而已。
And presidential library is only the glory of man.
但是将来神所要赐给我们的是将有上帝那般永恒的荣耀。
But what is God's going to give to us is God's glory.
所以在学习路德记的这个过程当中啊。
So when we're doing study of the Ruth,
我们已经知道有一个词啊就是贯穿于这个整卷书卷的是个关键的词。
We know there's one word that is a very key word throughout the book.
这就是上帝的恩赐 Hesed。
It's talk about Hesed that means God's loving kindness.
而这一点呢是在书卷的这个尾声达到了高潮。
So it really reached the climax at the end of this book.
所以书中的人物正是在这种爱的激励之下做出了不同寻常的壮举。
The characters in this book are inspired by this love to make extraordinary feats.
所以要效法这些平凡的英雄我们必须要了解这种上帝之爱。
To imitate those ordinary heroes, we must understand this kind of God's love.
我们要默想这种上帝之爱。
We need to meditate on this kind of God's love.
并且要深深地将自己隐藏于这种上帝之爱。
And we also need to deeply embed it in God's love.
可能有人会说做到这一点很不容易哦。
But we might have a question. It's really not easy to accomplish it.
确实。我们很容易受到周围环境的影响。
Because we are easily affected by the surrounding environment.
上帝的本相本来是看不见的。
But God's image, they're naturally usually we cannot see.
那么上帝的作为呢，很多的时候也不是这么明显。
And so God's word sometimes is not very obvious.
所以我们怎么样做到这一点，虽然是不容易的事情，但不是不可能。
But how to do this is not an easy task, but it is not impossible.
我们常常说我们不知道上帝，我们看不见是因为我们注意力没有集中。
Very often we say we cannot see him because we are not focused.
因为上帝乃是无处不在的神。
God is everywhere.
我们听不见上帝是因为我们周围的噪音太大。
The inaudibility is because there is too much noise around us.
上帝其实每天都借着他的创造，借着圣经，借着圣灵，不断的和我们讲话。
But God has talked to us every single day through the Holy Spirit.
我们说我们摸不着上帝。
And sometimes we say we cannot touch God.
那是因为我们找错了方向。
Because we are going to the wrong direction.
上帝没有一刻停止他的工作。
God never stopped his work.
所以啊。我们要想像路德像波阿斯那样能够活出上帝的爱。首先
Therefore,
我
go ahead. Therefore, if we want to live the love of Boaz,
首先我们就要体会这种爱，来感受这种爱。
First, we need to understand and to experience this love.
如果我们自己是一个乞丐的话，我们怎么能去帮助别人？
If we are a beggar ourselves, how can we help others?
所以我们自己没有爱，我们就很难活出爱来。
If we don't have a love, we cannot live love.
没错，我们生活在一个破碎的世界里。
Yes, it is right. We're living a very broken world.
但是同时这也是上帝创造的世界。
But this is the world created by God.
即使在目前这个冠状病毒啊流行的期间，这个世界依然是个美好的世界。
Even though this is a coronavirus pandemic, this is still a beautiful world.
因为上帝居住其中。
Because God lives in it.
如何触摸到神呢？
How do we touch God?
就是很多人发现就是我们要常常的在上帝面前去安静。
And many people discover that we need to be very quiet in front of the Lord.
那有一种非常有帮助的方法，帮助我们去体会神，就是我们在神面前去安静我们自己。
The wrong way to help us to achieve that is that we need to be quiet before the Lord.
所以有些人会说，每天要有灵修的时间，要有祷告的时间，在神面前安静的时间。
Very often we say we need to have a quiet time and spending time with the Lord.
这是更好的一个办法，就是个人的退休。
And very importantly is that we call personal retreat.
这个退休不是 retire 哈。
This retreat is not retirement.
而是说你单独的把一段时间分出来，专门的在神的面前去思想，去祷告。
And then you especially separate, put a time.And spend that time to pray and study his word, her word, his words.
你自然就会看到神。
And then you will see God.
你说你听不到神，因为你从来不跟神讲话，你自然听不到他的讲话。
Very often you say you cannot hear him, but because you never talk to him.
当我们跟上帝倾诉我们心声的时候，你自然会听到上帝的回应。
When we pour our hearts out, we will hear him.
那么过去这段时间，我以前练习一个我觉得非常对我有帮助的，就是给上帝写情书。
And there's one thing very beneficial to me is writing a love letter to God.
你只是告诉上帝，你有体会到他是多么的爱你。
You write to him and says, so tell him how much you experience his love.
那么这样的话，你就慢慢的会有培养自己怎么样去爱这位神。
And finally, you will build up and learn how to love this Lord.
我们经过八周的学习，我想路德记终于到了尾声。
After 8 weeks of study, we'll finally usher into the end of Ruth.
路德记呢，并不是简单的告诉我们如何处理好婆媳关系而已。
And Ruth not only talk about how to deal the relationship between mother-in-law and daughter-in-law.
这是一个非常感人非常优美的故事。
This story is very moving and beautiful.
同样也启示了我们很多人生的哲理。
Also reveal many our life philosophy.
特别是有关上帝的作为。
Especially God's work.
人生常有灾难和风暴。
And very often in our life, there's a disaster and storms.
上帝的爱从未离开我们。
But the love of God never leaves us.
这爱伴随着我们走过人生的风风雨雨。
And this love accompanies us through the ups and downs of our lives.
这爱呼唤着我们回应上帝那高深莫测之爱。
This love calls us to respond to God's love, which is so profound to be understood.
我们是不是也想成为像路德和拿俄米？那样一样伟大的人呢
？Do we want to be a great person just like Ruth and Naomi？
那么一个人真正的伟大呀，不在于他做了什么伟大的事情。
A really great person is not that person did some wonderful things，
而是首先是在他的人生中反映出那种上帝的品格。
And actually, the greatness is truly lies in the reflecting the character of God.
那么上帝那持之以恒的爱
And God's persevering love
呼唤着那些信任和愿意跟随他的人
Calling those who are willing to trust and follow him
那么回应那伟大奇妙之爱
And respond to the great and wonderful love of God
我以前在达拉斯神学院读书的时候那么遇到一个教授
I've met a professor at the Dallas Theological Seminary School.
那他的名字就叫 Howard Hendricks.
And his name is Howard Hendricks.
那么他在神学院已经教书了几十年，培养了很多的神学生。
He has taught the school for many decades, has many students.
所以在他的生命中，你会清楚地看到这是一个神所使用的人，神所改变的人。
And in his life, you can see God has changed him and God want to use him.
所以他在一次上课中讲到过一个他的经历、啊。
And one time he shared his experience with his students.
所以他在上大学的时候呢有一次他受他同学的邀请去同学家里面过圣诞节。
And when he was in college, he was invited by his classmate to celebrate a Christmas at that friend's house.
那么他自己的父亲呢很早去世他的家
庭 His father passed away very early
所以他是一个生活在一个比较破碎的家庭里面
He grew up in a broken family
所以当他到他的朋友家里去一起过圣诞节的时候他看到那个家庭里哎呀一家人在一起过圣诞节是特别的美好
So when we went to a classmate's home to have the Christmas, that he experienced wonderful of the family get together.
于是他就躲到厕所里，到了厕所里，他就自己忍不住的在那里哭。
So he went to the bathroom. He started crying.
他说：“为什么神，你就是让我没有这么好的一个家庭，可以享受这个家庭的温暖？”
He asked God, how come I do not have this happiness, that this home is so happy, that, but I grew up in a broken family.
他在那里面自怜呢，悲苦啊。
He was self-pity.
所以这种感情也是让他很多年都不能 get it over.、
He could not get over that bitterness toward God.
直到说很多年神在他生命的工作让他看到说神怎么样去来建造他的生命
But after many years, he finally realized God has built how to use experience to build out his life.
神赐给他一个很贤惠的妻子和一个美好的家庭。
God has given him a wonderful wife and a wonderful family.
所以他到他老年的时候他回去看他的人生的时候
When he became older, when he looked back,
他才知道说神让他经历的每一件事情都有他美好的旨意。
There was a beautiful blessing and well and through the very difficult time.
所以他讲这个经历都是告诉我们怎么样去面对我们生活中的一些的不幸。
So when he shared that experience is that teaching us how do we facing some hardship and difficulties.
所以愿路德记的故事我们的这个讲章系列虽然已经结束
Even though although we already finished the study of Ruth
但是这个故事就常常成为我们生命当中的一个激励
Hope this story become encouragement in our life
让我们一起来低头祷告
Let's pray together
天父上帝我们感谢你的恩典
Dear Heavenly Father we just thank you for your grace
因为你让我们知道我们不是孤单行走在这个世界之上。
Because we're not alone, walking on this earth.
因为你乃是我们的父，我们的神。
Because you're our Father, you're our God.
世界上虽然有苦难，有挫折。
And although there's a frustration and suffering.
但是主，你是我们的依靠，你是我们的帮助。
But you are our rock, and we can rely on you.
我们感谢主，你借着耶稣基督所赐给我们美好的应许。
We just want to thank you that through Jesus Christ, you give us so much promises.
所以我们比路德那个时代，我们更清楚你在我们啊当中那美好的作为。
We know the wonderful works that in our life compared to the time of Ruth.
我们看到俄贝德，我们就更加的仰望我们那创始成终的救主耶稣基督。
When we see Obed, we know the creator of Jesus Christ.
我们求主你坚固我们的信心。
Continue to strengthen our faith.
愿我们的心充满神的爱。
So our hearts are filled with your love.
也愿我们以这样的爱来善待我们周围的人。
And through the love of coming from you, that we can treat other people with kindness.
愿主你在我们的人生道路上得这一切的荣耀。
So you'll be glorified in our life.
主我们谢谢你保守带领我们走过这八周一起来阅读路德记的时间。
We just want to thank you that last 8 weeks we have studied Ruth.
谢谢你给我们的启示，给我们的带领。
And we just want to thank you for the revelation and the teaching.
那么，我们也感谢主，你让我们弟兄姐妹在这上面有很多的领会和心得。
And a lot of sister and brother has learned many lessons from study of Ruth.
求主，你借着这些个我们所学到的东西来改变我们的生命。
And so what we learn that can change our lives.
只我们像路德和波阿斯一样。
And just like Ruth and Boaz.
不论我们在世上的日子多少，愿我们每一天都可以彰显出你的荣耀。
That no matter how long, how short our life is on earth, and we can glorify you daily.
我们这样的祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
So we pray in name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.